breaking news in San Francisco, and I mean breaking. Dozens of vandals attack Union Square, smashing windows at some of the nicest stores in the city. ABC7's Lillian Kim is there live tonight. Lillian, they hit fast.
That's right, Dan, and Grand Street was hit hard. Take a look. It's one vandalized storefront after another. On this particular block between Geary and Post, we counted seven stores with broken glass. A few other stores on the adjacent streets were also hit, including Macy's department store. According to police and witnesses, a group of about 50 protesters believed to be anarchists tossed around fake $100 bills, shot paintballs, and broke several windows. They were decrying capitalism. Police and witnesses say they were all dressed in black, hid their faces with black bandanas, and many of them were wearing wigs. Among the stores vandalized, De Beers, Longchamp, Prada, Armani, Tumi, Guess, and Montblanc.
They had sledgehammers. They were throwing out fake $100 bills and just vandalizing as much property as possible and continued all the way up. And then once one cop car came, they just dispersed, ran into Chinatown, ran into the alleys.
It's the day before Saturday, which is a busy day for the
guys. Yeah, exactly. So hopefully we're going to get to have someone coming over and fixing this overnight so we can actually have a good business day tomorrow.
And store managers say with the economy the way it's been, this is the last thing they need to be dealing with. Now, last we heard, there have been no arrests. Police plan to provide security overnight as these stores work on getting things cleaned up. Live in San Francisco, Lillian Kim, ABC 7 News.
What a mess. Okay, Lillian, thank you very much.